This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy a stability, speed and scale. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy. He said, in India, democracy means last mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
मोदी सेड इन इंडिया द पीपल आर पैरामाउंट एंड देयर एस्पिरेशंस हैव बीन मेड द टॉप प्रायोरिटी He said India turned diversity into its strength and emerged as the fastest growing major economy.
भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है आज भारत में यूपीआई दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा डिजिटल पेमेंट सिस्टम है भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीन प्रोड्यूसर है भारत दुनिया का नंबर टू स्टील प्रोड्यूसर है भारत में दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है
A grand parade was held in Jaipur today to mark the 78th Army Day. Organized on Mahal Road in Jagatpura, the parade showcased the valor, courage and cutting-edge military capabilities of the Indian Army. This is the first time that the Army Day parade has been held outside a military cantonment, directly among the public. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presented Sena medals to the families of brave soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. Speaking to media, Army Chief General said that the Indian Army is preparing itself to meet the present challenges as well as the future requirements.
I want to reassure the general public that the Indian Army is prepared for any kind of attack. Future warfare refers to how battles may be fought in times to come. We are fully prepared for this. Since the nature of future wars will continue to evolve, we have made the preparations that we believe are appropriate today, and we showcase those preparations to you in today's parade.
On the occasion of Army Day today, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The Indian Army remains steadfast in safeguarding the unity, sovereignty and integrity of the nation." In a social media post, the Vice President said, "The unwavering courage, discipline and supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in safeguarding the nation inspire every citizen." On the Army Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today saluted the courage and resolve of commitment of the Indian Army. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. MEA said, Indian nationals living in Iran on resident visas are advised to register with the Indian Embassy if not already done so. Elon Musk's AI model Grok will no longer allow users to edit images of real people into revealing clothing following global concern over sexualized AI deepfakes. The restriction, which applies to all users including paid subscribers, was announced on X hours after California's top prosecutor began probing AI-generated sexualized images, including of children. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on UP Warriors at D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.